And you get an ache in the joint, you might call it arthritis, or you might call it rheumatism. You might say the rheumatism is painful or are painful.
Rheumatism is painful.
And diseased children used to choke to death. It ends in theria.
Oh, it's diphtheria.
Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they get their eyeballs to turn yellow and their skin to turn a little yellow. They have a case of bad case of yellow.
Oh, yellow yonkers.
And you get a pain in the right side. You have to have something taken out here. You double up, you got a case of
appendicitis.
And sometimes you eat the wrong thing, you feel funny here, you lean over the fence and
vomit.
You ever have a joking term for that? You ever they kind of joke about it, say
you had to throw up.
That's what I did.
Okay, a person's sick right here. You might say he's sick stomach.
Sick to stomach.
And if a person hears some good news, he might say a neighbor hears some good news and he wants to tell you. So you might say the neighbor came right over
and told me
to tell me.
Yeah, tell me the news.
Somebody says, "Will you go?" Will you go? And you say, "Yes, I'll
go."
Or I will. Somebody asks both of you to go and you say, yes, we
will.
We will,
okay. A boy shows up at the girl's house time after time. You suspect that he's sparking or courting, or what would be the term?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he wants to be a sweetheart, is that it?
Or going with her, or keeping company, or what would be a term that you
want? Well, he's trying to keep company with her.
Keep company, okay. But all of a sudden he doesn't come anymore. You might suspect that she, she doesn't want him anymore. Gave him something? She gave him up. You ever say jilted or?
Jilted.
Or she gave him a sack or gave him a mitten?
You give him the walking papers sometimes, they say.
Okay. The noisy serenade after a wedding, they call them. After the wedding's over, they noisy time for the bride and the groom. People gather outside and make some noise.
What would you call it?
You ever call it a serenade or a belling, chivalry?
Well, chivalry, I guess.
And the man that stands up with the groom in the wedding is called
the groom.
But the groom, and then he has a man with him, a friend of his.
Oh. What do we call?
You ever call it the waiter? The best man?
The best man.
And the lady that stands up with the bride is called
maid of honor.
Or bride's
bridesmaid.